朋友们
，Friends，
不管你们相信不相信，承认不承认，超3000万的新能源。
Whether you believe it or not, the new energy source is exceeding 30 million.
车主们正在撕碎。
Car owners are tearing up.
我们延续了几十年的旅游旧规则。
We continue to follow the old tourism rules that have been in place for decades.
我昨天的那篇五一拒绝再花冤枉钱的视频。
The video I posted yesterday about avoiding wasting money during the May Day holiday.
评论区里有一条留言。
There is a comment in the comment section.
我可能会记一辈子。
I might remember it forever.
这位老哥说啊。
This guy said.
他开电车跑了1200公里。
He drove a car for 1,200 kilometers.
电费。
Electricity bill
花了86
86
省下来的1000块钱
1,000 yuan saved
油钱全都炫进肚子里了
All the money is gone
还有人说呢以前出去玩都是先算油费
Some people still say that before going on trips they always calculate the fuel costs first
现在只算今天吃什么
What to eat today?
当看到了这些粉丝朋友的留言啊
When I saw the comments from my fans,
我突然意识到了，今年五一最震撼的不是哪个城市的火热。
I suddenly realized that the most shocking thing about this year's May Day wasn't which city was the hottest,
也不是哪个景区被挤爆。
Not just that a certain scenic spot is overcrowded.
而是这些新能源车主们用最朴素的方式对我们进行了一场从外到内的经济变革。
Instead, these new energy vehicle owners have made the most simple economic transformation from the outside in.
如果到今天您还不能发现这场变革已经出现了的话
If you haven't noticed yet that this transformation has already occurred,
不能做出及时调整
Cannot make timely adjustments.
往后离钱
Go back to money.
恐怕会越来越远
I'm afraid it will only get further away.
咱们先算笔明账啊
Let's start with a simple calculation.
新能源到底能为我们省多少钱
How much money can renewable energy save us? Money?
以前很多人都说电车
Previously, many people said that electric cars
他跑长途不方便
He is not convenient for long distance running
但是今年的五一数据打了所有人的脸
However, this year's May Day data has slapped everyone in the face
国家电网的最新数据
National Grid's latest data
五一假期高速服务区充电量同比大涨超50%
The amount of electricity charged at highway service areas during the May Day holiday increased by more than 50% year on year.
刷新历史记录。
Refresh history.
交通部也公布了，今年五一小客车出行量中。
The Ministry of Transport also announced that in this year's May Day passenger traffic,
新能源的占比首次突破24%。
The proportion of new energy sources exceeds 24%.
而浙江
and Zhejiang
广东
Guangdong
江苏这些省份更是远超前数。
These provinces in Jiangsu are even more than the money.
为什么会突然变得这么高呢
?Why did you suddenly become so tall?
因为省下的钱足够覆盖
Because the money saved is enough to cover it.
所有等待充电的时间成本
All waiting time costs.
就拿最常见的五一周边游和短途往返1000公里的跨省游来算吧
Let's consider the most common May Day travel and short distance round trip travel of over 1,000 kilometers across provinces.
高铁二等座一个人大约是920到1020，飞机的经济舱呢
High speed rail second class seat about 920 to 1020, which is comparable to the economy class of an airplane.
就算旺季你买到了打折票。
Even if you buy discounted tickets during the peak season,
一个人也要花掉1800到2600。
It takes about 1,800 to 2,600.
而开油车呢?
And for those who drive gasoline cars,
92号的汽油8.5块一升,全下来
92 gasoline for 8.51 per liter,
怎么着也得花个900到1200吧。
It will definitely cost between 900 and 1,200.
而轮到电车呢，加充古风电3毛钱一度。
And as for the electric car, the charging fee is 3 yuan per unit.
全程电费只要50到70块，就
The total electricity cost is between 50 and 70 yuan.
就算是全程高速快充，那
Even with full speed fast charging,
那么也才是150到200啊，交
So, it's only between 150 and 200.
交通硬成本最多也就是200-300块钱,一趟下来。
The cost of transportation applications can be as high as 200 or 300 yuan per trip.
电车不去和飞机高铁比。
Electric cars are not comparable to airplanes and high-speed trains.
就是对比油车的话
Compared to gasoline cars,
至少也要省出800到1000块钱啊。
At least you need to save at least 800 to 1000 yuan.
而这呢恰好是一个普通三口之家整整3天的全部吃喝预算。
And this is exactly the entire food and beverage budget for a typical 3-person family for 3 days.
大家可不要小看这1000块钱的差距。
Don't underestimate the difference of 1,000 yuan.
这可是10倍出行的鸿沟呀。
This is a tenfold difference.
更重要的是呢
More importantly,
这笔钱不是省下来存银行的。
This money is not saved for the bank.
而是直接从交通预算原封不动地转移到了快乐预算里。
Instead, the transportation budget was directly transferred to the happiness budget without any changes.
出门有三难,吃住行。
There are 3 things that make it difficult to go out, eating, living, and traveling.
现在最难的行不再为钱所困扰了。
Now, the most difficult thing is not about money.
而所有节约下来的钱呢?
And all the money saved,
都精准地砸向了能让自己立刻开心的地方。
They all accurately spent money on things that would make them happy immediately.
这也是今年的五一消费市场里呈现出的极其分裂的诡异景象。
This is also a very bizarre and strange phenomenon that has emerged in this year's May Day consumption market.
一边是全国所有的菜市场
On one side are all the local markets in the country.
美食街、路边摊全部挤爆
The street stalls along the food street are all crowded.
人均餐饮消费同比上涨超30%.
The per capita consumption of food and beverages increased by more than 30% year on year.
一边是 5A 级景区的门票收入同比下降18%。
On the one hand, the sales of 5A and the ticket revenue of the park decreased by 18% year on year.
所有人都在问啊，大
Everyone is asking,
大家的钱到底花在哪儿了？
Where did everyone's money go?
答案很简单，全
The answer is simple.
全被新能源车省出来随
All the money saved from buying electric vehicles.
随手又砸进了即时满足里。
I'm constantly snacking on instant noodles.
他们的优先级是这样的。
Their priorities are as follows.
第一优先级永远是吃到嘴里的东西。
The first priority is always the food in your mouth.
评论区里有一个小姑娘啊。
There's a little girl in the comment section.
可能是刚刚参加工作，说得特别好。
This could be because I just started working.
她说啊，以前出去玩，交通费占一半。
She said that before, the transportation cost accounted for half of her expenses.
酒店占三分之一。
Hotel occupies one third.
剩下来的钱只能去吃泡面和景区的盒饭。
The remaining money can only be used to buy instant noodles and boxed meals at the attractions.
现在油费省了。
Now the fuel costs are saved.
我早上吃牛肉面。
I ate beef noodles for breakfast.
中午吃大盘鸡。
I have a big plate of roast chicken for lunch.
晚上吃烧烤。
Have a barbecue in the evening.
一天三顿不重样。
Three meals a day, no repetition.
这才叫旅游。
This is what a real vacation is.
这位小姑娘说的。
The little girl said.
也是现在最为真实的现状。
This is also the current real situation.
大家不是花的多了。
Everyone is not having more flowers.
而是花的更集中了。
Instead, the flowers are more concentrated.
原来被油费、过路费预扣的预算。
The stomach that was originally deducted for postage and road fees.
现在全都变成了吃喝基金。
Now they have all become food and drink funds.
没人再愿意为了省几十块钱的饭钱委屈自己的肚子。
No one is willing to sacrifice their stomach for the sake of saving a few dollars.
第二
Second,
优先级呢是门票能不买就不买。
If you don't need the ticket, don't buy it.
去景区化已经成为了主流。
The trend of turning tourist attractions into non-tourist attractions has become mainstream.
今年最火热的旅游目的地开始变成了武汉的江滩。
This year's hottest tourist destinations have turned into Wuhan's Jiangtan.
长沙的橘子洲。
Changsha's oranges.
洲头。
Jiutu.
西安的城墙根，成都的人民公园。
The foot of the city wall, the People's Park in Chengdu.
是每个城市免费的老街区博物馆。
It is a free museum in the old street area of each city.
江边步道
Riverbank path.
不是大家不想去玩啊。
Because everyone doesn't want to go out and play.
是大家终于想明白了。
This is what everyone has finally understood.
一张一百多块钱的门票根本
It's a 100 yuan ticket for everyone.
根本不值，而电车让出行成本几乎归零之后
Once the cost of owning and operating an electric car is almost negligible,
我们就可以去逛任何免费的地方再
Let's explore free places to visit.
再也不用为赚回门票钱再
Don't worry about making money back the ticket money.
人山人海的景区里挤一天了。
Spent a whole day squeezing in a crowded tourist spot. Third,
优先级更狠
more ruthless.
所有的非刚需消费集体被打入了冷宫。电影
All non-essential consumer movies have been put on hold.
看的人少了
Fewer people are watching.
因为一张票50块
Because a ticket costs 50 yuan.
够吃两碗牛肉面的。一家酒店没人住了。
A hotel with enough food for 2 bowls of beef noodles, but no one was staying there.
因为很多人选择了当天往返，电车跑一趟的成本。
Because many people chose to take a round trip on the train.
比住一晚
compared to staying for one night.
酒店还便宜
A hotel is also cheap.
景区的纪念品、观光车、缆车几乎无人问津
The souvenir sightseeing car, cable car in the scenic area is almost deserted.
因为大家终于知道了这些东西
Because everyone finally knows these things.
除了坑钱外
Besides defrauding,
没有任何意义
None of them have any meaning.
那些个不能带来直接快乐的消费
These are consumptions that don't bring direct happiness.
在这次的五一里
In this May Day,
全部都被砍掉了
All of them have been cut off.
所有需要给别人看的消费全部被遗弃。
All expenses that need to be shown to others have been discarded.
所以过完了这个五一，新能源车
So, after this May Day,
它已经不光是交通工具了。
It is no longer just a means of transportation.
更是成为了我们消费觉醒的必备工具。
It has also become an essential tool for our consumption awakening.
现在很多人都在说
Now, many people are saying that
这是叫消费降级
This is called consumption downgrading.
我是完全不同意的
I completely disagree.
要知道啊
To know
油车时代的旅游本质上是成本
The essence of tourism in the era of oil vehicles is essentially about cost.
前置加面子消费
Pre-purchase and face-saving consumption.
你出去玩之前得先算好了
You need to calculate before going out.
油费多少
How much is the postage?
过路费多少
How much is the toll?
门票多少
How much is the ticket?
酒店多少
Fewer hotels.
剩下的钱才敢用来吃喝
The remaining money was only used for eating and drinking.
对吧
Right.
结果就是交通和门票占了总预算的 70%.
The result is that transportation and tickets accounted for 70% of the total budget.
你玩的累
You're tired.
吃得差
Eat badly.
最后拍几张照片
Take a few more photos.
发朋友圈证明我来过
Post on social media to prove I've been here.
所以那个时候的旅游都是往外走的
So at that time, tourism was all about going outward.
比谁去的地方更远
Who can go further?
比谁打的卡的景点更多
Who has more attractions to visit?
比谁的朋友圈更为精彩
Whose circle is more exciting?
旅游不是为了自己开心
Tourism is not for personal happiness.
而是为给别人看的
Instead, it is for others to see.
而电车时代的旅游呢，完全不同了
And the tourism of the electric era is completely different.
它的本质是体验后置加里子消费。
Its essence is to experience post-purchase gratification.
现在大家出去玩。
Now everyone goes out to play.
根本不用先算交通成本。
Don't even need to calculate the transportation cost first.
今天我想吃什么
？What should I eat today?
我想去哪儿逛
？Where should I go shopping?
我怎么开心
How to be happy?
怎么来
How to come?
结果就是吃喝加体验
The result is eating, drinking and experiencing.
占了总预算的 90%.
Accounted for 90% of the total budget.
不用再去赶时间
No need to rush anymore.
不用去挤景区
Don't go to crowded tourist attractions.
不用为了任何人来委屈自己。
Don't compromise yourself for anyone.
所以说，现在的旅游是往内走的。
Therefore, the current tourism is inward oriented.
走到了心里的那种。
reach the heart.
我们只追求自己的心里。
We only pursue our own hearts.
舒不舒服
？How are you feeling?
只在乎自己有没有真的开心。
Only care about whether I really feel happy.
所以在这里，大家要非常的明确。
So here, everyone needs to be very clear.
这次五一的新风向可不是什么短期的风口。
This time's May Day trend is not a short-term trend.
而是不可逆的长期趋势。
But it is an irreversible long-term trend.
如果对这么一个明显的经济趋势
If you see such an obvious economic trend,
不关注的话
If you don't care,
可能以后也没有什么未来了。
Maybe there won't be any future anymore.
可以说
It can be said that
今年是新能源车普及的第一个真正意义上的五一。明年
This year is the first real May Day for the popularization of new energy vehicles.
这个比例还会高
This ratio will still be high.
后年会更高
The following year will be even higher.
而在未来，那些个所有靠信息差和垄断赚钱的行业
And in the future, all industries that make money through information asymmetry and monopoly,
高价门票
high ticket prices,
溢价
premium,
酒店
hotel,
积累纪念品都会被越来越多的车主用脚投票彻底淘汰。
The chicken ribs souvenirs are being completely eliminated by more and more car owners.
最后想问问大家
Finally, I would like to ask everyone.
您的五一电车出行
Your May Day train travel.
省下来的钱都花在哪儿了
Where did the money go?
咱们评论区里聊聊
Let's discuss in the comment section.